Blackstone Audio presents The Stress of Her Regard by Tim Powers. For Dean and Gerda Kuntz, for 30 years of cheerful, hospitable and tolerant friendship, and with thanks to Gregory Santorena and Gloria Batsford, and Gregory Benford and Will Griffin, and Dana Holm Howard and Mary Howard, and K.W. Jeter and Jeff Levin and Monique Logan, and Kate Powers and Serena Powers, and Joe Stefko and Brian M. Thompson and Tom Whitmore. And to Paul Mooney, for that conversation many years ago, over beers at the Tinderbox, about Percy Shelley. Yet thought must see that eve of time when man no longer yearns, grown deaf before life's sphinx, whose lips are barred, when from the spaces of eternity, silence, a rigorous Medusa turns on the lost world, the stress of her regard. Clark Ashton Smith, Sphinx and Medusa.
Prologue. 1816. Bring with you also a new sword, Cain. My last tumbled into this lake. Lord Byron to John Cam Hobhouse, 23rd June, 1816. Until the squall struck, Lake Leman was so still that the two men talking in the bow of the open sailboat could safely set their wine glasses on the thwart. The boat's wake stood like a ripple in glass on either side. It stretched to port far out across the lake, and on the starboard side slowly swept along the shore, and seemed in the late afternoon glare to extend right up the green foothills, to move like a mirage across the craggy, snow-fretted face of the Dent d'Oche.
A servant was slumped on one of the seats, reading a book, and the sailors had not had to correct their course.